got made those flyover states. I bet that mile-long Santa Fe freight train engineer seen it all. It's like that flatbed cowboy stacking U.S. steel on a three-day haul. Roads and rails under their feet. Yeah, that sounds like a first-class seat on the plane. Sunset in your eyes like a watercolor painted sky. You think heaven's doors have opened. You'll understand why God made those flyover states. Take a ride. Freedom on your face, breathe in all that open space, and meet a girl from Amarillo. You'll understand why God made it. You might even want to plant your stakes in those flyover states.
She slammed the door, said it's over, then got lost. I need one she ain't climbed up in, that ain't played her favorite songs. Need some glass that we ain't fogged up, that her bare feet ain't been on. I need a hug that we laid on, kiss until that sun came up. That's all that's wrong with this one, if you're looking, you're in love. I need a new truck. Yeah, I need it right now. Tomorrow, not next week. Can't take another red light with a memory over in that seat. If I find one more, here's how that slipped off her wrist. One more chapstick, one more picture, I might push it off a bridge. I need one she ain't climbed up in, that ain't played her favorite songs. Need some glass that we ain't fogged up, that her bare feet ain't been on. I need a hug that we ain't laid on, until that sun came up. That's all that's wrong with this one. If you're looking, you're in love. I need a new truck. No, I didn't wreck it, but it might as well be. Sitting on blocks of some old shop the way that girl wrecked me. Ain't climbed up in, that ain't played her favorite songs. Need some glass that we ain't fogged up, that her bare feet ain't been on. I need a hug that we ain't laid on, kiss until that sun came up. That's all that's wrong with this one. If you're looking, you're in love. I need a new truck. Yeah, I need a new truck. Yeah, I need a new truck.
serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Solemn remembrances as the nation marks 23 years since the September 11th attacks and the nearly 3,000 lives lost. President Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris attending a memorial service this afternoon in Shanksville. Former President Trump will also visit the Pennsylvania site. Earlier, all three attending the memorial service in Lower Manhattan. More from ABC's Aaron Katursky.
President Biden, Harris, Trump, his running mate J.D. Vance are all here to mark 23 years since the September 11th attacks, and it makes the ceremony a temporary focal point of the campaign, but it is meant to be free of politics. There are no speeches, only the solemn recitation of names interrupted by the tolling of a bell.
Harris and Trump meeting face-to-face just hours after their debate last night in Philadelphia. So far, the former president is not committing to a second debate. Hurricane Francine on the move and could strengthen to a Category 2 before it makes landfall in Louisiana. This is ABC News. The death toll from the strongest typhoon to hit Vietnam has now climbed to 155. 141 others still missing. In the northern part of the country, 16 people confirmed dead, where an entire town is flooded.
State television showing scenes of flash flooding in the hamlet of Lang Nu that created a wave of mud and debris. In the wake, teams continue to search for dozens still missing, but various landslides on roads leading to the village have hindered the rescue effort. Water levels in several rivers, including the one that flows through the capital, Hanoi, are dangerously high, forcing authorities to evacuate those living close by. Tom Rivers, ABC News at the Foreign Desk.
Another visitor to the Grand Canyon National Park has been found dead. The body of a 71-year-old boater has been recovered, the park's 16th death this year. On average, the park reports anywhere from 10 to 15 deaths per year. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. September 11th remembrances all over Wisconsin today. Flags are at half-staff to honor all who died 23 years ago. Governor Evers is encouraging acts of service. Nearly 3,000 people died after terrorists hijacked 4 passenger planes and crashed them. Civic Media political editor Dan Schaefer says Vice President Kamala Harris won last night's debate.
On substance, on style, on so many different aspects, Kamala Harris had Donald Trump on his heels really from the very beginning, and he was never really able to recover. And it just felt like the same rambling Trump show that we've seen so many times over the last 8 or 9 years.
Schaefer says Harris's performance will make the most favorable impression on undecided voters who are just starting to pay attention to the race. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Berme, and here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. This Saturday from 12 to 4 at the Fifield Fire Hall, the Friends of the Fifield Firefighters are holding an exciting fire prevention and fire safety event for kids. You can bring the kids for a day of crafts, games, and insightful conversations with their dedicated fire department team. Lunch will be provided by the department, so come with an appetite, and don't miss this chance to have fun and learn with your family. The Friends of the Fifield Firefighters have a Facebook event that you can join to let them know that you will be attending. Again, this is this Saturday from 12 to 4 at the Fifield Fire Hall for a fire prevention and fire safety event with lunch provided. I'm Austin Mermay, and this has been Civic Media News.
And now a look at today's funeral notices. Claudia M. Wagner, 92, of Phillips, passed away on Thursday, September 5th at Marshfield Medical Center. Claudia is survived by her children, Catherine Hutchison, Mary Fran Derner, by Carolyn Bonanno, by Mike Wagner, and by Ann Baxter, further survived by her grandchildren and by her great-grandchildren, along with numerous nieces and nephews. Massive Christian burial to be held on Saturday, September 14th, at St. Therese of Lisieux Catholic Church in Phillips. Visitation begins at 9 a.m. and continues until the time of the Mass. The Heindel Nimsgern Funeral and Cremation Services are assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Claudia M. Wagner, age 92, of Phillips. David F. Wagner, age 70, of Park Falls, died on Friday, September 6th at Marshfield Medical Center in Marshfield. He is survived by his longtime partner, Ruth Burhans of Park Falls, by his mother, Betty Wagner of Park Falls, by four children, Wendy Barbo of Waupaca, by Susie Wagner of Ojibwa, by Holly Niniman of Ripon, and by Seth Wagner of Park Falls. Further survived by Ruth's children, Penny Russell of Green Bay, by Wendy Schoen of War Road, Minnesota, and by Brent Burhans of Park Falls. Survived also by 25 grandchildren, by three great-grandchildren, by his siblings, Kathy Melby, Dan Wagner, Mark Wagner, Greg Wagner, and Mary Worsing, all of Park Falls. Further survived by his sister-in-law and by many nieces, nephews, uncles, and other relatives. A memorial service will be held at St. Anthony's Catholic Church on Saturday, September 14th at 11 a.m. with Deacon Chet Ball officiating. Visitation will be held on Saturday at the church from 10 a.m. until the hour of the service. This has been the funeral notice for David F. Wagner, age 70, of Park Falls. Francis Lilly Marlinga peacefully ended one journey and began another on September the 6th. She was 95 years old. Fran will be fondly remembered by her daughter, Janice Finke, and by her granddaughters, along with her great-grandchildren. There will be a funeral service at 11 a.m. on Saturday, September 14th, at the Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Home, located in Phillips. Visitation begins at 10 a.m. and continues until the hour of the service. This has been the funeral notice for Francis Lilly Marlinga. Ludwig Frank Miller II of Fredonia passed away peacefully on Monday, September 9th, at the Lawless Family Hospice in Mequon at the age of 85. Lud is survived by his four children, Mary Ellen Biebermeyer, by Tom Miller, Tim Miller, and by Anthony Miller. He is further survived by 13 grandchildren, along with numerous in-laws, nieces, nephews, and other relatives, and many friends. A massive Christian burial will be celebrated on Friday, September 13th, at the Divine Savior Parish Holy Cross Chapel, located in Belgium. A visitation will precede the Mass from 3 to 5 p.m., with Father Don Tim presiding over the Mass. This has been the funeral notice for Ludwig F. Miller, age 85. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Services of Phillips and Prentice. The funeral notices are heard Monday through Friday at 7 and noon. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com. When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook.
The Brewers start the road trip off with a win. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. Milwaukee did just enough to get a 3-2 win over the San Francisco Giants on Tuesday. Manager Pat Murphy said the offense had its struggles after getting two early runs in a game dominated by pitching.
Tough night to hit, but still it was a pitcher-dominated game. We made a couple mistakes on the bases. that cost us runs, maybe.
Game two in the series is tonight. It's the second game of a six-game swing out west. Without quarterback Jordan Love available this week due to a sprained MCL, the Packers will go with Malik Willis, who they traded for this preseason. Willis played at the very end of the game with Philadelphia last week. It'll be the Packers and the Colts this Sunday as each team tries for its first win. And on Saturday, one of college football's top programs comes to Madison. Wisconsin will play host to Alabama. Kickoff is at 11 a.m. This week, Civic Media stations have a full slate of high school football. Download the free Civic Media app and don't miss a snap this season. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Northwoods weather.
It is going to be sunny and warm and not really all that humid here for much of the upcoming week. Today, partly cloudy with a high in the low 80s. The wind will be out of the south at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, upper 50s. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high in the mid 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 70.
98 Q Country.
Country back in the hills, down in the hollows where the folks are real, living with the crazies and the old wildcats, sawed-off shotguns and coonskin caps. That's where I'm from, and I'm proud to say I'm from the country, and I like it that way. Everybody knows everybody, everybody calls you friend. You don't need kick off your shoes, come on in. Yeah, we know how to work and we know how to play. We're from the country and we like it that way. And we like it that way. Everybody knows everybody. Everybody calls you friend. You don't need an invitation. Kick off your shoes, come on in. Yeah, we know how to work and we know how to play. We're from the country and we like it that way. Everybody calls you friend. You don't need an invitation. Kick off your shoes, come on in. Yeah, we know how to work and we know how to play. We're from the country. We're from the country. We're from the country and we like it that way.
All the boats I missed, all the hell I've caused, all the lips I've kissed, all the love I've lost, I got kicked around, I've been black and blue, on my way to you.
all the stars I've seen, all the songs I've sung, all the beers I've drank, all the damage done. I was just passing time, kinda just passing through, on my way to you. Every curve, every ditch, every turn, every bridge I left behind me up in smoke. Every fork in the road, it was all worth the while when I finally saw you smile. Every highway, every heartbreak, every mountain, every mile. I got the radio up, sun is going down, I'll take a left at the bank, I'll head straight through town. So baby, put on that dress, a little sweet perfume, 'cause I'm on my way to you. All the boats I've missed, all the hell I've caused, all the lips I've kissed, all the love I've lost, I thank God for that. I guess He always knew I was on my way to you.
This is Drew Baldridge.
She's somebody's daughter. She's somebody's everything.
Hey, it's Morgan Wallen.
A long-lived cowgirl. Never gonna settle on down, girl.
Thanks for cranking the country.
I just love it.
98 Q Country.
I was in my early 40s with a lot of life before me, when a moment came that stopped me on a dime. I spent most of the next days looking at the x-rays, talking about the options and talking about sweet time. I asked him when it sank in that this might really be the real end. How's it hit you when you get that kind of news? Man, what'd you do? And he said, I went skydiving, I went Rocky Mountain climbing, I went 2.7 seconds on a bull named Blue Manchu, and I looked deeper. I've been denying. And he said, someday I hope you get the chance to live like you were dying. I I was finally the husband, and most of the time I wasn't. And I became a friend would like to have. And all of a sudden going fishing wasn't such an imposition. And I went 3 times that year, I lost my dad. Well, I finally read the good book, and I took a good long hard look at what I'd do if I could do it all again. And then I went skydiving, I went Rocky Mountain climbing, I went 2.7 seconds on a bull named Fu Manchu. And I looked deeper, and I spoke sweeter, and I gave forgiveness I've been denying. And he said, someday I hope you get the chance to live like you were dying. Like tomorrow was a gift, and you got eternity. Think about what you do with it. What did you do with it? What did I do with it? What would I do with it? Skydiving, I went Rocky Mountain climbing, I went 2.7 seconds on a bull named Fu Manchu. And I loved deeper, and I spoke sweeter, and I watched an eagle as it was flying. And he said, someday I hope you get the chance to live like you were dying.
Country WCQM. A dog in Brazil has perfected a game called foot volley. It's a combination of soccer and beach volleyball. I'll have details coming up in 10 minutes. Here's Justin Moore. This is My Dirt.
He had hard work caked on his overalls, sweat on his neck, chow in his jaw, when a stranger pulled up and met him outside his barn. Said, sir, I don't know if you ever would, but I built houses and neighborhoods, and I was wondering if you'd ever want to sell your farm. With his old dog barking and running around, he paused for a second, spit on the ground and kicked a little gravel, looked down and said, this is my dirt, these are my fields, where I harvest what I plant. That little pond, I catch bluegill. I built that barn with my two hands, where I raised my babies, a piece of me. Now this ain't just a piece of land. The money be great, but I can't part ways with a life that works. You can't put a greenback dollar on what it's worth. This is my dirt. Got married when he signed the papers. Him and his brothers framed that old farmhouse. Every fence post here we put in the ground, ran the barbed wire and pulled the plow. Every last hay bale we built it. Yeah, I'd hate to be the first to sell it. This is my dirt, these are my fields, where I harvest what I plant. That little pond, I catch bluegill. I built that bar.
this is my dirt. This is where five generations will pray for rain. They'll cover me in it when the good Lord calls my name. This is my dirt, these are my fields, where I harvest what I plant. That little pond, I catch bluegill. I built that barn with my two hands, where I raise my babies, a piece of me. Now this ain't just a piece of land. The money be great, but I can't part ways with a life that works. You can't put a greenback dollar on what it's worth. This is my dirt.
Jason Aldean,
Luke Combs,
Morgan Wallen,
all day long,
98 Q Country.
I don't take my whiskey to extremes. Don't believe in chasing crazy dreams. My feet are planted firmly on the ground. But darling, when you come around, I get carried away by the look, by the light in your eyes, before I even realize the ride I'm on. And baby, I'm long gone. I get carried away, nothing matters but being with you. Like a feather flying high up in the sky on a windy day, I get carried away. It might seem like an ordinary night. Same old stars, the same old moon up high. But when I see you standing at your door, nothing's ordinary anymore. I get carried away by the look, by the light in your eyes, before I even realize the ride. I'm long gone. I get carried away, nothing matters but being with you. Like a feather flying high up in the sky on a windy day, I get carried away. Like a feather flying high up in the sky on a windy day, I get carried away. Carried away.
98 Q Country, WCQM. That's George Strait and Carried Away. Hey, it's Travis Creeley. A Dog in Brazil came up with a new game called Foot Volley. It's a combination of soccer and beach volleyball. The dog's a border collie named Floki. He's become an internet sensation. So Floki's owner is a coach and puts together all these games with people and the dog. I just want my cats to go get some exercise and take up that game. I'm going to have to keep on dreaming. We're going to take a look at your news headlines. Also on the way, Lainey Wilson and Carrie Underwood. It's 98 Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Solemn remembrances as the nation marks 23 years since the September 11th attacks and the nearly 3,000 lives lost. President Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris attending a memorial service this afternoon in Shanksville. Former President Trump will also visit the Pennsylvania site. Earlier, all three attending the memorial service in Lower Manhattan. More from ABC's Aaron Katursky.
President Biden, Harris, Trump, his running mate J.D. Vance are all here to mark 23 years since the September 11th attacks, and it makes the ceremony a temporary focal point of the campaign, but it is meant to be free of politics. There are no speeches, only the solemn recitation of names interrupted by the tolling of a bell.
Harris and Trump meeting face-to-face just hours after their debate last night in Philadelphia. So far, the former president is not committing to a second debate. Hurricane Francine on the move and could strengthen to a Category 2 before it makes landfall in Louisiana. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. September 11th remembrances all over Wisconsin today. Flags are at half staff to honor all who died 23 years ago. Governor Evers is encouraging acts of service. Nearly 3,000 people died after terrorists hijacked four passenger planes and crashed them. Civic Media political editor Dan Schaefer says Vice President Kamala Harris won last night's debate.
On substance, on style, on so many different aspects. Kamala Harris had Donald Trump on his heels really from the very beginning, and he was never really able to recover. And it just felt like the same rambling Trump show that we've seen so many times over the last 8 or 9 years.
Schaefer says Harris's performance will make the most favorable impression on undecided voters who are just starting to pay attention to the race. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermé, and here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin State Patrol's September Law of the Month is child passenger safety to help families and caregivers keep their precious cargo out of harm's way. Wisconsin State Patrol Superintendent Tim Carnahan said, quote, "Making sure children are as secure as possible on the road should always be a top priority. That means buckling up every trip, selecting the right car or booster seat for the child's size and age, and ensuring it's installed correctly," end quote. When a car seat is installed and used correctly, it can reduce the risk of death in a crash by as much as 71%, according to the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. The Wisconsin State Patrol is hosting open house events throughout the state in September and October. Certified car seat technicians will be on site at many of these events, offering car seat safety guidance. Visit the Wisconsin State Patrol's Facebook page for dates and location. And additional resources are available for parents on the Safe Kids Wisconsin and NHTSA websites, including frequently asked questions, car seat tips, and videos. I'm Austin Bermay, and this has been Civic Media News.
The Brewers start the road trip off with a win. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. Milwaukee did just enough to get a 3-2 win over the San Francisco Giants on Tuesday. Manager Pat Murphy said the offense had its struggles after getting two early runs in a game dominated by pitching.
Tough night to hit, but still it was a pitcher-dominated game. We made a couple mistakes on the bases that cost us runs, maybe.
Game two in the series is tonight. It's the second game of a six-game swing out west. Without quarterback Jordan Love available this week due to a sprained MCL, the Packers will go with Malik Willis, who they traded for this preseason. Willis played at the very end of the game with Philadelphia last week. It'll be the Packers and the Colts this Sunday as each team tries for its first win. And on Saturday, one of college football's top programs comes to Madison. Wisconsin will play host to Alabama. Kickoff is at 11 a.m. This week, Civic Media stations have a full slate of high school football. Download the free Civic Media app and don't miss a snap this season. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
At Redmond Realty Group, local experts redefine real estate excellence.
Collaborating closely with you, they craft tailored marketing campaigns that transcend expectations. Their strategic investments span local and out-of-state markets, leveraging both traditional and digital avenues. As the number one brokerage in the Northwoods, they can showcase your properties with professional photography, drone imagery, and groundbreaking 3D scans. Stay ahead with innovation. Choose Redmond Realty Group, where your unique needs drive their commitment to redefine the future of real estate. Elevate your property experience with Redmond Realty Group today.
Want your business to thrive in northern Wisconsin? Join the Park Falls Chamber of Commerce today and showcase your business in the 2025 Price County Visitor's Guide. With 25,000 copies distributed across resorts, motels, restaurants, and Midwest sports shows, it's a great way to get noticed. Pick up a fall coupon book for $10 and save big with local businesses. Contact the Park Falls Chamber at 715-762-2703. Find them inside the professional building at Highway 13 in Park Falls, Wisconsin.
Give your home a beautiful makeover with flooring options from Mohawk, now at Menards. Add style to your room with Mohawk Vinyl Plank Flooring. It features a realistic wood grain appearance, is waterproof and durable, making it an ideal choice for active households. Stop in today to shop our wide selection of Mohawk flooring options or visit Menards.com for more great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated. And you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all of that. We find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F-word. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
People across Wisconsin are enjoying the rewards, stability, and flexibility of a career in healthcare. Why not you? Wish Caregiver Careers can get you started as a certified direct care professional. You'll learn the skills you need to make life better for older adults or people with a disability. All training is free and online, plus earn $500 in bonuses. Start your new career. Sign up today at WISCCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Unique farming operations need unique financial solutions. Ag Country Farm Credit Services offers customized financing that fits any size farm, ranch, or agribusiness. The next time you're in the market for more land, equipment, facilities, or maybe even an operating loan, contact the team at Ag Country. They know agriculture and will work for you. Ag Country. Focused on ag, focused on you. Ag Country is an equal opportunity lender.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
It is going to be sunny and warm and not really all that humid here for much of the upcoming week. Today, partly cloudy with a high in the low 80s. The wind will be out of the south at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, upper 50s. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high in the mid 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 72.
98Q Country.
While this six-string call
That's Lainey Wilson. Her album Whirlwind is number 8 on the Billboard Hot 100. Plus, she did an awesome performance last night on Jimmy Fallon. Hey, it's 98Q Country. Here's Carrie Underwood.
She was driving last Friday on her way to Cincinnati on a snow-white Christmas Eve. Going home to see her mama and her daddy with the baby in the back seat. 50 miles to go and she was running low on faith and gasoline. It'd been a long, hard year. She had a lot on her mind and she didn't pay attention. She was going away too fast. And before she knew it, she was spinning on a thin black sheet of glass. She saw both her lives flash before her eyes. She didn't even have time to cry. She was so scared. She threw her hands up in the air. Jesus, take the wheel. Take it from my hands. 'Cause I can't do this on my own. I'm letting go. So give me one more chance.
Lays on me. 5'9", brown eyes in a sundress, loves Tim McGraw and a small town accent. Ain't no way to me in this truck made her fall in love. Jack makes good whiskey, but God makes the good stuff.
98 Q Country, WCQM. The weather is gorgeous. We're going to have sunny skies, high of 80 today. If you're in the mood for fresh produce, check out the Park Falls Farmers Market. That's going on today from 2 to 5:30 p.m. in the Christ the Servant Lutheran Church parking lot. Here's Clint Black.
Desperado, why don't you come to your senses? You've been out riding fences for so long now. Oh, you're a hard one, but I know that you've got your reasons. And these things that are pleasing you can hurt you somehow. Don't you try. She'll beat you if she's able. And you know the Queen of Hearts is always your best bet. Now it seems to me some fine things have been laid upon your table, but you only want the ones that you can't get. Desperado, oh, you ain't getting no younger. Your pain and your hunger are driving you home. And freedom, oh, freedom, well, that's just some people talking. Your prison is walking through this world all alone. Don't you peek it cold in the wintertime? The sky won't snow and the sun won't shine. It's hard to tell the nighttime from the day. A rainbow above you. You better let somebody love you. Let somebody love you. Better let somebody love you. Before it's too late.
Just pop it in for free.
Right here.
98 Q Country.
Been up since the crash.
Give me a half an hour for a shave and a shower, and I'll be outside your house. Might have a little dirt on my boots, but I'm taking you uptown tonight. Might have a little mud on my wheels, but they gonna shine with you up inside. Gonna hit the club, gonna cut a rug, burn it up like neon lights. Might have a little dirt on my boots, but we're gonna dance the dust right off them tonight. Hard as I worked all day, I'm gonna work hard loving on you. Spin you all over that dance floor, right out of them high heel shoes. And when you're ready to quit, baby, we can slip right out of that barroom door. And when I take you home, don't worry, babe, I'm gonna kick them off on the porch. Might have a little dirt on my boots, but I'm taking you uptown tonight. Up inside, gonna hit the club, gonna cut a rug, burn it up like neon lights. Might have a little dirt on my boots, but we're gonna dance the dust right off them tonight. Right off them tonight.